Betty, my manager, came up with that because when I finished the record, I played it for her, you know, sweating bullets and doing my thing, and she said, well, this is like an identity crisis. Do you know or have any clue who you are?
She may have stated, I am Shelby Lynn, with her breakthrough album in 2000, but 3 years later, Shelby still wasn't sure what that meant, and fortunately for us, decided to tackle the question musically with the album Identity Crisis. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It's no wonder mainstream country didn't know what to do with Shelby Lynn in the late 80s, because her records outside the boundaries of Nashville find her taking full advantage of the freedom. Classic country is in there, but so's gospel, pop, rock, soul, and the list goes on. After the Glenn Ballard produced Love Shelby in 01, Lynn took on the music making herself, originally planning to make some homemade demos and instead releasing the songs as Identity Crisis 2 years later. Shelby also shared a few of the tunes during an FUV live show that year and talked with me about linking her wide-ranging influences and taking on a new role in her career.
It was amazing when I got the record and I opened it up and I saw, you know, Identity Crisis, and of course I was so psyched to, you know, get your new album and then see written and produced by Shelby Lynn.
Yeah.
What an accomplishment and achievement, and that's certainly like venturing into some uncharted territories. What were the scary parts of that?
It wasn't really scary, Rita. It really wasn't. I really enjoyed it. Honestly, I can tell you, and I don't lie when I tell you, it was the easiest record I've ever made, you know.
Wow.
It was, I just did what I felt in my heart and my head, and I could just do what I wanted by myself. I mean, I didn't have very many arguments with me. I'm getting old and my friends are few. We're crossing that big mountain.
Almost to the top, almost to the top.
All the sky fills up with the stars and moon and rain. Pours like a fountain.
Water falling down.
Oh, I could sit here in the midnight air and look at what this life takes from me. The reasons why I can't stand myself. I had to say these things in a way. Yeah. I never really thought you would answer. Now it's a big blown up thing. I wish you hadn't been at home when the telephone rang.
Where, when you're working and you're writing and you're doing this record, where do your heroes live? Where's Patsy? Where's Hank? Where's John Lennon? Where's Bob Dylan? Where's Leonard Cohen? Are you listening to their records? Do you walk away from it? Or is it all just in there and it just comes out?
Well, it's very much in there, but the records are close by, you know. I kind of keep it mixed up all the time, because if I just listen to John Lennon, who's one of my favorites, and if I just listen to Patsy, and if I just listen to Hank Williams, I would probably wind up writing an album like that.
Right.
Because they do mean that much to me musically. Every little essence of it, you know, stays with me in my heart. You want to know a secret? If I have a John Lennon song, say, Isolation, and then I'll pick a Patsy song that's kind of like that, say, He's Got You, and then I'll choose a Hank Cold Cold Heart, and somehow or another they kind of feel like the same person.
My hand long to touch you and love you. My heart breaks at knowing you're not here. My love keeps on growing, my pain keeps on showing. I just want you back in my world. Driving, always finding, and lonesome and blue.
Shelby Lynn at an FUV live concert back in 2003 with the song Lonesome. For more exclusive interviews and performances, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.
Hey, it's Rita Houston again. Looking for your help in picking out some great Take 5 moments. Have a favorite that caught your ear? Let us know with a quick email to thefolks@wfuv.org.